So I was told that Granny Ingrid wanted you to call her, and you said that you have a message for them. Could you go ahead and speak that message for me?
Well, Mother Claus said that she got a call, and they said to call Granny Ingrid, which is my grandma. I miss you, by the way. And I miss the showman, too, though. I'm going to try not to cry right now, because I'm just broken hearted at this moment. There is family. You're probably wondering why I left without saying anything. It will be pretty hard to say anything anyway. You refused to believe me the first time. I was a normal girl in a world I thought was normal. Well, that changed when I gave my life to Jesus. Then I began to realize things I wouldn't have realized if I didn't look crazy or if I didn't look carefully. And now when I thought my life had no purpose, it suddenly does. I can't explain to you in details about what the Lord wants me to do and how I'm even close to achieving it. And I cannot tell you what He has ordained for me in this life because this is a walking experience for me. But I can tell you, I am living by God's law, not the law of this world. And what He says goes. All I have is blind faith. I just need to let you know that He will be protecting me. I am safe. I am under His covering. I shall not be harmed. But before I give you any insight on anything, I must address some things. First of all, I love you all so much. And I forgive you. And I forever and always will. I want to say I am so grateful for everything you all have done for me. And I will continuously keep you in my prayers. I will indeed miss you all so much. But when the Lord calls you, there is no saying no and going back. Remember me always whenever it rains or you see animals or toys anywhere. The Lord is with you all. Your faith may be small now, but if the Lord can grant me a miracle, then He can do so for you too. Get right with God, please. I beg you. If you don't want to enter into a church, then say, Lord, I want you in my life. Please come to me. I believe you died on the cross for me. I need you. I give my life to you. Get baptized and live the word of God, and I guarantee you will be taken when He comes for His people. Time is running out, family of mine. I need you to regain your salvation. I will be safe with the Lord looking out for me. Looking for me is actually wasting your time. And calling the police also is wasting your time. I'm going on a mission and I am not coming back. I don't want to come back. I don't know what I'll find and see yet. But it is what the Lord wants. The Lord told me that nice people, Christian people, that will provide for my every need. So I will be okay. No need to worry about me. And Dad, before you say you wasted your time on me, I want to say I appreciate what you did for me. And Mom, I love you. Shanti, you're my little sis. And I wish we could have been there for you, but I love you. Granny, uncles, aunts, dad, our whole family, and even the family I won't get the chance to meet. I love you all. I am so sorry that I am not the perfect daughter, but I tried to be, Ma. I appreciate the 16 years of hard work you put in. Shande, I love you. Thanks for being a good sister. Granny, I thank you and Uncle Fred for all that you have done for me. I also say thanks to Bishop, the head of our church, all my friends, and people who took the time off to get acquainted to me. Uncle Carl, everyone. Andrew, you are and still is my best friend. Please don't change for anyone. be just the way you are. I had to go. But you'll see me in heaven. I'm not disappointing anyone here. I'm going to further my education and do the Lord's will. I'm going to further my education wherever He takes me. And I will become something in this life or in heaven. You'll see. For the person and persons I did not mention, I love you all so much. I am going to be safe. I am okay. You'll see me again. I'll come to visit when I'm older. As long as the Lord grants it. I love you so much. Please give your life to the Lord. Love. Sheree.
Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. Boy, that's a tearjerker for sure. I hope they understand. I really hope they let you live your life. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put this together for them. Okay, sweetheart?
I know.
It's very hard to say goodbye, especially to people that you love. No matter how hard it was when you were living with them, you still love them. Right.
I wanted to do this by myself. I wrote the letter and everything. I just wanted you guys to know that I'm okay. Hey. I'll be safe.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. All right. You going to be okay?
I think so.
Okay. All right, honey. Try to recover yourself, all right?